Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
14 minutes just after 1 on 657 AM gave you the sounds of Bongi and Colin. I wanted to start with Colin and Bongi. Bongi and Colin. And the song is Be Lifted. And yes, you're on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, when I say goodbye, Germany, Jan Els will take you through with something else, and he'll continue with you on Spectrum from 4 up until 6. Then afterwards, Pastor Ray comes in with Tuesday Live. Right now, I am joined by my queen, the founder of CWBN, Christian Women Business Network, and I'm talking to Kia Modise Moloto. Hi, my queen. How are you?
I am well, my queen. How are you doing?
I am blessed of the Lord. Welcome yet again. The last time we were talking to you, there's a time we spoke about the awards. And then after we spoke about the awards, we spoke about the Fill My Cup Breakfast Sisters Ministry. And I am so excited because it's finally here. Tell us a little bit about it before we can go into other things.
The Fill My Cup Sisters in Ministry Breakfast is happening tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It is happening tomorrow in Midrand. It is a 3 to 4 hour session of sisters who are in business, sisters who are in ministry, sisters who run ministries that are businesses or businesses that are ministry, where we're going to come together and just pour into each other.
Wow.
I, being a woman in ministry and being a businesswoman, I know how it is.
Yeah.
And how much we give. And sometimes we also need the replenishing. We also need to be poured into. But we never stop to say, I need to be poured into. I'm running on half tank, or I'm feeling depleted, because we are responding to a calling when we are in ministry and we want to give our best.
Yeah. So the ladies who were asking me a question, and they were saying, is there a fee to it? How does one get registered to be part of the Sisters in Ministry Fill Up My Cup Breakfast tomorrow?
We have a link that we can share where people can register. And yes, there is a fee to it. My heart was saying, okay, I ask for a donation. Let the women make a donation of what the Holy Spirit leads them to. But women are persistent. Okay, Kia, what kind of donation? What would be reasonable? And I'm like, okay, then I'm just going to say it. We have chosen a very beautiful venue. We've chosen a beautiful menu. And we really want this experience to be an experience where we feel pampered, where we feel that we are a moment away from our own realities. And the breakfast cost per person is $350. But I continue to say, as the Spirit leads, gift to this ministry. You also enable us to cover cost. You also enable us to really make it a special experience and be able to continue doing what we do.
All right. So where is it happening?
It is happening in Midrand at the Waterfall City Courtyard Hotel.
Mm-hmm. And
it's very close to the Mall of Africa.
Okay. And is it just for women? I heard men saying, can we also come? We are in business.
They are always trying to come into this business. This is for women in ministry. Our experience as women in ministry is very much different from the experience of our male counterparts. We need them. We love them standing by us. We love leaning on them. But our experience is definitely different. And we want to have that moment to ourselves. We want to talk about things that affect us, experiences that only we as women experience, and just support each other, advise and encourage and motivate each other. So, no, they can come and bring us gifts.
They're welcome to do so.
Yes. And come serve the tea and bring us some nice chocolate. Bring us gifts. Come be part of the pampering. Come do the registration. Come do the ushering. Come support us. Come pamper us.
All right. And then where can we find the link so that we can register when we want to come through?
The link is on all our social media platforms, also on my WhatsApp, on our catalog. The event is being advertised. It's part of the catalog, and the link to register is on the catalog. But anybody, go to our social platforms, Christian Women Business Network, the one with the green and gold. We go with the green and gold for prosperity and harvest. And in our profile, there is a link, but there is a pinned post there that also has a link. So it's very easy to find. Otherwise, our WhatsApp 082-970-6035. And I should mention, my queen, that the Lord placed this in my heart during 2023. Mid-year towards end of the year 2023, I had a feeling and I had this heaviness in my heart that as women in ministry, we work hard. We give it our all. We give sometimes more than those that love us want us to give, you know, and we need each other. And I've been trying to find the right time to host this event. And there are women that I see on social media that are giving it their all, that you can see that they are all out for the Lord. And I know for myself, behind the scenes, it's not as easy and as pretty as it looks. And that's why this is now coming to fruition, and I'm doing it with sister friends that are close to my heart that I see do what they are called to do. And as a result, as soon as I decided the date that we are going to host, that is going to be this year, it's going to be in September, I pulled in a sister friend of ours, Lusanda Dlamini, Pastor Lusanda Dlamini, who is the founder and the leader of Women of Reverence. And I said, come, let us do this together. And Lord and behold, it was also something that the Lord had placed in her heart. And she was ready to say without hesitation, yes, Kia. Let's do this for our fellow sisters in ministry and sisters in business.
So as you're talking, my queen, what comes to one's mind is why? What would lead me as a woman to be depleted? Is it in the hard working? Is it not having time for myself? Is it not having time sometimes to take a break or even talking to the Lord? What is it that would cause me to feel that I need to be refilled and I feel empty, like I'm running on empty or on kiko kerwan?
Yeah, and I had no shiftella to
yo,
get to. my queen, all that you have mentioned are the reasons we get to feel empty and depleted. We do the work we are called to do. We work from the heart. Most women that are in ministry work from the heart. So when you're working from a heart, there's a lot of love that is involved, and the heart does not knock off. The heart loves every day, every minute of the day, every hour of the day. So we are always wanting to make the next person's life better. We are always wanting to bring solutions to a problem. We want to give nurturing. We want to give comforting. There's no warning sign unless you are conscious about your own mental and emotional and spiritual well-being. But we are in such a journey where people need us that we are hardly able to stop to say, am I okay? So part and reason of why we are hosting the Fill My Cup breakfast is to stop and say, how are you doing, my sister? How is ministry for you? How has the last 6 months been for you? Where are you struggling? Are you feeling depleted? Are you feeling that you are moving at half the pace or the speed or the capacity that you should be moving in? And when I feel that way, this is how I attend to my own needs. This is how I stop to recover and to rejuvenate. So it is a moment that we are taking, we are pausing in the demands of the world to say, how are you doing? This is how I'm doing. And when I'm feeling depleted, this is how I do it. And when I'm struggling in ministry, in my business that is also ministry, this is how I get support. This is how I ask for support. So we are there really to have conversations amongst each other. And I mean, if you look at the women that are leading conversations, those are women in different spheres of ministry and the economy, just to make sure that as we gather, there is nobody that is left out. Mm-hmm. We are all in conversations. We are all empowering each other and learning from each other.
Sure. And I understand that most of the times when it comes to women in leadership, they don't have anywhere to go. They don't have anyone to talk to. It is as though you are alone up there doing everything and there is nobody supporting or a shoulder to cry on sometimes.
Yes, that is very true, my queen. And that is one of the reasons the Christian Women Business Network exists, right? To have a network that understands your circumstances and your journey, and that understands how lonely it can be and how important it is to have a support system. So leadership can be very lonely. There is a saying, if you are on social media every now and then, you'll see a post that says, check on your strong friends. Mm. And that's because everybody around you sees you as a leader. They see you as somebody that has got it together. They see you as somebody that is empowered. They see you as somebody that delivers excellently, and they take it for granted. The world takes it for granted that you are okay. You are doing fine. You don't need support. You know, you are supernaturally anointed. You're not like the next person. Mm. But the truth is that we are in leadership exactly like the next person. It's just that maybe our work is elevated to a certain level where people can see it. It's just that our positions puts us in a position where people see more of what we do or what we are capable of. But support is definitely something that we need. And that support system is very important. And the Fill My Cup Sisters in Ministry Breakfast is exactly that, to create that support for those leaders, for those women that the world and people around them see them as super women.
Sure.
But yet we are just women trying to do what we are called to do.
I can just imagine that mother who is a vendor, who sits there with her vegetables and fruits under the sun with an umbrella, and she's alone in that space. There's nobody that comes except for those who come to buy. Most of the times you find there's no child. Yes, there are those ones who'd go with their children, but when you check, the children are breastfeeding, so you can't even have a conversation with this little one. But you're sitting there trying to make ends meet, trying to make a living. Those women are entrepreneurs. I respect those women. They're entrepreneurs. And when they get home...
There are no stronger entrepreneurs like those mamas, more determined entrepreneurs like those mamas.
Sure. And when they get home, the children are like, Mother, there's no bread. I need school uniform. I need books. I need this, the fees for that. And they have to provide. And yet when they are sitting under that sun, they are alone. Nobody right there with you. And I can see it in the young entrepreneurs that are upcoming as well. As sometimes you go back and you're like, did you see there's an expiry date here? And you see how frustrated the entrepreneur is just because something went wrong, because they want a word out there. And it's the world is demanding and family is demanding. So this is where women need to come. But didn't COVID-19 teach us that we need a break? We need somebody to cry at, somebody to talk to. Didn't we have that? Didn't it teach us that?
COVID-19 definitely taught us that. And the ones that did not learn is because they choose not to learn. We had a lot of takeaways from COVID-19. And we have to keep those lessons alive. We have to keep those lessons teaching us. Otherwise, we will end up depleted. We will end up with cups empty. We will end up not delivering what we are meant to deliver. Because the truth is, when we are running on empty, we can't do what we are called to do. Ministry is a job, is a calling of serving and purpose. So if we do not take care of ourselves as the vessels, as the tools, as the equipment to serve, to respond to that calling, the calling which is for God's nation, for God's people, then we will not be able to serve as adequately as we should. Number two, I can give you an example of a car. So us in ministry must see ourselves as a vehicle, as the vessel to deliver whatever it is God wants us to deliver to his people. But the car stops for a service. The car stops for petrol, for gas refueling. The car stops at the mechanic or at the car wash for washing. It's been taken care of. And my call is to say to women in ministry, women in business, let us also stop. Let us also pause to take care of the vessel that we are. Let us also take a moment to rest and to be poured into, so that we can serve better, so that we can serve with open hearts. You know, there's nothing as bad as dragging your feet to work or to church or to Sunday school or to that orphanage where you work or to that old age home where you work or to that hospital where you are a nurse or a doctor. There's nothing as, then how are you going to serve the very people that are looking forward to seeing you when you are empty, when you are unhappy, when you are on full tank, when sometimes the body even aches because you've given so much, then you can't serve properly.
Sure. You've taken so much from the body. You need a rest. And this is what the breakfast is offering. All right. I see Pietro Small.
Yes, and it's also about...
Yes, my queen?
I beg your pardon. No, I'm saying it's also about, in quietness, in silence, in resting, we also hear God. We also connect with him better. It is dedicated time for you to rest and quiet down the noise that's around you, which allows you time and connection with God. And I really do believe that at this Fill My Cup breakfast, there will be some revival, there will be rejuvenation, there will be encouragement, because we are going to touch on all and every topic that concerns us, whether it is a ministry, whether it is finances that are being depleted, whether it is your team that's just not able to meet the goals of the ministry or the assignment is not progressing as it should be. We are touching on every aspect of ministry, every aspect of whether it's business or that takes from us. Yeah. How do we make sure that we go back and we're able to fix that, with the energy and the rejuvenation and the pampering and the love that we are going to receive from the breakfast. Fill my cup breakfast. I can't wait.
Wow, that is so awesome. And yes, my family is happening tomorrow. It's a call for every woman in leadership. This is for you. You shouldn't lose out. You should make sure that you're part of this and you will be refreshed in the presence of the Lord. I want us to take a break. I see Pietra Small greeting us and say prat met your heart for mense. You know, your heart for people, my queen.
Oh.
Heart. And I see such beautiful pictures there from you, Pietra. Thank you so much. And there's one with the heart and flowers there, you know, Mosne. Pietra, thank you so much for those. May the Lord keep keeping you. And I think she's also a businesswoman. Pietra, don't miss tomorrow. Don't miss. It's time for refreshing. Make sure, my queen, that you are there. And Frank Yokwelps, thank you so much. He's also tuning in and listening. Thank you so much, Your Excellency, for being with us. My queen, when we come back, let's talk to you some more. Let's just take a break and then we are coming. Let's take the sounds of Ndokozo Mbambo, God Still, and we're coming back.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
God still hears. God still. And that is Ndokozo Mbambo. So we're sitting on 20 minutes just before 2. I'm not alone. I'm with my queen right here on Heart to Heart on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm with my queen, Kia Mudise Moloto, who's the founder of Christian Women Business Network. And we're talking about the breakfast that's there, ministry, sisters in ministry, fill up my cup, breakfast tomorrow that is taking place in the morning. And it's going to go on like for 4 hours in mid-rent tomorrow. And we are calling on all ladies in ministry not to miss it. So it's taking place tomorrow from 9 up until 12 at the Courtyard Hotel Waterfall. Am I saying it correctly? Mid-rent. Yes. The Courtyard Hotel Waterfall mid-rent tomorrow. So there's still registration. So we can still come.
I believe you can still come. when you get to the link and you click on the link and it doesn't open, it means that we have reached capacity. You know, every time I look, every time I check the registrations, more people have registered. But I want to encourage everybody that is interested, do go to our Christian Women Business Network on Facebook and on Instagram and click on the link. And I would love to believe that you can still register.
So
I would love to believe that you can still
register. So will there be people that we will be talking to, say I'm coming heavy laden, I'm exhausted, I am depleted, I don't feel like doing anything. There are those who are feeling like that. When I think about the business, I feel like crying. It's just too much right now. Everything is just too much. If I could, I would go elsewhere. You know, people say I could go to an island and forget about others and just take care of me. And so there might be somebody who's coming through tomorrow. What are they going to get? Will there be people to talk to? How are we going to get our cups filled?
You know, tomorrow's breakfast, Fill My Cup breakfast, is exactly the island that you're talking about. And that is why we chose the venue that we have chosen, because we want it to be a special experience. Just the ambiance and the environment will be refreshing to you. And this is a morning that you arrive after you have dropped the kids at school, or you have taken off from your office, or you've left everything back at home or the office or work, to be in this environment, in this space that is only about pampering you. We are having conversations with women that are in media. We've got Adele from Impact Radio. We are having a women's ministry, Confident Women in Business. We've got Sis Lusanda, who is Woman of Reverence. We have life coaches. We have a woman that has been in ministry for more than 41 years. Her name is also Adele. So we've got two Adeles that are leading conversations. We've got two Adeles that you can talk to about whatever you're struggling with, whatever you're excited about, whatever you're not sure of. So it's not only the speakers speaking to the audience or to the guest, but it is an exchange. Mm. It is an exchange that we are going to experience. So whether you're feeling like I am done, I don't know what to do anymore, I don't feel like I can continue, this is the place for you to be at. And whether we are talking to you or we are not talking to you, you are arriving to a nice, relaxing, warm cup of tea or coffee with amazing snacks right through the morning. We are starting at 9 o'clock and we will be done at 12 o'clock. And we'll do everything and anything to replenish each other, whether it is sharing the word, whether it is worshiping, whether it is praying for you and crying with you or crying for you. But definitely, we will be smiling and hugging, and they will be laughing, and there will be, oh, thank you, this was a beautiful morning. Also because we are allowing God to take the lead.
Wow, that is so awesome. Pietra is asking if I will be there. Radio Pulpit will be in the house. Radio Pulpit is part of it. There's no way that Radio Pulpit will be missing it. So go click on that link, Pietra. She says, I don't want to go alone.
Yes, and I want to encourage. Exactly. And I also want to say, you know, we've been saying to those that have been inquiring that you are more than welcome. If you feel that there is a woman in ministry that you want her to just take off a few hours from her reality, or in leadership, that you feel like, I want this woman to just be pampered, to just be removed from the space where there's so much demanded of her, you're able to sponsor her. We want to challenge you to say, sponsor that woman, sponsor the tea lady at church or in your office, sponsor the Sunday school teacher, the worship team leader or part of the worship team, the usherers, you know, sponsor the pastor. Sponsor the pastor's wife, the minister's wife. Let them come through and have an experience that is really about giving back to them, that is really about pouring into their cups. You know the scripture, Psalm 23, mm-hmm. it says that you pour into my cup and my cup overflows. Mm-hmm. So we are going to this breakfast to sit at the feet of God and for him to pour, to lay a banquet before us and pour into our hearts, so that our hearts, our cups overflow and we leave happy, we leave rejuvenated, we leave relaxed, we leave feeling that we were loved.
Sure, and leaving hopeful as well, going back to running that ministry.
Definitely.
Again. Going back to that ministry with, yeah, feeling bolder and stronger. And so thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for putting this together for our women. What are your words to that one who's feeling really exhausted at this moment before we start praying for our family members who are like really feeling exhausted? Some, it's not because of the ministry itself, but because of life issues, which now makes the ministry, which is that business, which is at church or at work, wherever God has placed them to be leaders in that space, it makes that to suffer because of what is expected personally in their personal lives, which is affecting their productivity as well. And it's also affecting them mentally as well. What do we say to those?
You know, I have learned, and I want to share this lesson that I've learned in recent months, that we go through a lot as human beings. We go through a lot as women. When you are involved in a car accident or in whatever accident, whether you fall down the stairs or you fall walking on the road, when you are hurt or whatever may happen to you and you're bleeding, you're taken to the hospital and the doctors may decide this is an ICU patient and they put you in ICU until you are recovered. They take care of you. They nurse you in ICU. And when you're in ICU, only a few people have got access to you. Chosen people have got access to you. Family members, parents and direct family members will have access to you because you're in ICU. However, us as women, we hardly ever stop to say, I have been emotionally through a lot. Yeah. I have been mentally through a lot. Yeah. And actually, I am broken or I'm breaking or it's been too much. I need emotional ICU. I need mental ICU. ICU it is to heal. It is to give intensive care. Intensive care to something that needs that care. So I want to say, to answer your question, those that are feeling depleted, those that are feeling that I cannot continue anymore, those that are feeling it's being too much, I can't handle it. Sometimes you literally feel like you're about to lose your mind. I want to say to those that are feeling that way, that perhaps stop. Stop and reflect on what you have been through. Stop and reflect on what you took on and you said, I'm going to handle this. But it was too difficult. But you handle it because you're a mother. You handle it because you are a woman. You are a wife. You are a leader. You are a pastor's wife. You handle it because of the role and the position that you hold. Yeah. But it actually affects you emotionally. When do we stop to say that? I emotionally need ICU. If we don't stop, if we are not taken to ICU, we will die. Sure. We will die, literally.
Yeah.
So if we don't stop and say, why am I feeling so depleted? Why do I feel like I don't want to go on anymore? Maybe it's time for us to take ourselves into emotional and mental ICU. My emotional and mental ICU is time alone, is time in the Word, is time on the floor, crying and praying and reading scripture. Sometimes you can't pray. You just have to play that gospel music. Let it minister and pray and heal and force you to cry even when you don't want to. But that is the ICU that I go into. Tomorrow, it's part of the ICU. The fill my cup breakfast tomorrow, it's part of the ICU, intensive care unit for our emotions and mental capacity and well-being. My advice, it starts with me to take care of me so that I can take care of everything else.
Sure. My queen, thank you so much for talking to us. Yes, family members, my queens out there, ladies, Mantombazani, this is for you. Sisters in ministry, fill up my cup. Breakfast on the 18th of September 2024 from 9 o'clock up until 12 at the Courtyard Hotel Waterfall Midrand. But you don't just show up. You have to register. Go to social media platforms where on Facebook you are Kibuntle Mame and you are CWBN with gold and blue and green. Where did I get blue from? Gold and green. And so look for Christian Women Business Network and register. You will find the link right there to register. Make sure that you don't waste time, because if the link doesn't open, it means it's full, so there's no longer space. So you still have an opportunity to can register right now. Go to Christian Women Business Network, Kibuntle Bami as well on Facebook, and on other platforms, Christian Women Business Network with green and gold, and register right there for the Sisters in Ministry Fill My Cup Breakfast. My queen, I got just 1 minute. Can we take it to the Lord in prayer and pray for the sisters that we have been talking about?
Let us pray. Let us pray. Heavenly Father in heaven, our Father, our Daddy, we thank you so much for being who you are in our lives. Father God, we thank you that you are the one that we can always lean on, that we can always run to, my Lord. Thank you, Father, that we can sit at your feet and know that we will be healed, and know that we will be comforted, and know that our situations can change, Father God. Thank you for being God, the promise keeper, the healer, the restorer, my Lord and Savior. Thank you for this moment that we can share about the God that you are, that, Father God, there are people out there listening to the voice of what you have sent me to say, to remind them that they are not alone, that in you there is rest, that in you there is comfort, that in you there is a possibility of change, sudden change, Father God, that there is a possibility of healing, my Lord. There is guarantee that we can be healed, that when we feel weak, Father, you are the one that makes us strong. I'm praying for anybody and everybody under the sound of my voice, Father God, that you remind them, that you nudge them, that you touch them, so that they know that you are a God that cares and that is concerned about them, and that even in this circumstance, difficult circumstance they find themselves in, you are there with them, Father God, and we need only to look to you, and you will pull us through, Father God. And we have those of us that can testify. So whoever is feeling otherwise, Father God, may they reach out to somebody. May they remember somebody's testimony and know that God changes situations. I pray for healing. I pray for restoration, Father God. I pray for answered prayers, my Lord. I pray for miracles, the miracles that your children are waiting for, Father God. I pray that you bless them with the miracles so they can come back here and testify of the good Father, of the loving Father, the promise keeper, the way maker that you are. I pray, Father God, in the living, powerful, promise-keeping, life-giving name of our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Amen. May the Holy Spirit be forever with your children. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, my queen, for ministering unto the family. So we see you tomorrow morning at the Courtyard Hotel Waterfall in Midrand. Thank you so much for putting this together for us. God bless you.
It's a total pleasure. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. And yes, my family, don't miss that opportunity to go to the ICU, where God will be ministering unto you, giving you strength, giving you peace, giving you hope, helping you to run faster. You know, when you have taken your card for service, when it comes out from service, it runs faster. It feels like it's new. You will come out new. Do remember to check all social media platforms, Christian Women Business Network. Alternatively, you can use the WhatsApp number and send a WhatsApp to ask for the link, or to ask anything pertaining to what we were talking about. 082-970-6035. It's 082-970-6035. 6035.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now.
Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.